Okay. So, can you just tell me, first of all, why it is you're studying English?
Because I travel every time.
Uh-huh.
So I need to speak English. You know, everybody speaks English. So I speak French.
Mm-hmm.
But everywhere I can't speak French.
Okay.
Even here.
Uh-huh.
People prefer to speak English, so I have to learn.
Okay. And do you think that in this class the students work well together?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Do you think you know, how long have you been in this class? You were in Michelle's class and you changed.
Yes, only one term I have been, I worked with her, I studied with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I changed my class because of timetable.
Okay.
Because my daughter studied at French school. So.
Okay. So you've been here since January?
No, I have been here since
Easter.
Since 2009.
I know, in this class.
Ah, excuse me. In this one, I understand. In this class, in January.
In January, okay, right. Do you think that you know all of the other students in the class? Do you know their names?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
What do I say?
No, you don't have to tell me. No. Do you generally always sit in the same seat? Do you move around?
I change. Generally, I change my my table, my situation.
Okay.
It depends on day, actually.
Okay, yes. And do you generally work with all of the other people in the class then?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes, I do.
Do you ever meet any of the other students outside class?
Not often.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we organize mm-hmm. a meal.
Uh-huh.
To meet outside.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So at the end of term, for example? Or?
Yes, yeah. So at the end of the term, we organize a meal, dinner,
okay.
Like this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Would you say that you have a good working relationship with the other people in class?
In this class, yes, I think it's good relationship
mm-hmm.
with students.
Mm-hmm. And in your previous class,
it was the same mm-hmm. actually.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there weren't a little bit students. There were sometimes 7 students mm-hmm. like that. I remember.
Okay, in your other class.
Yes.
There weren't
yes.
as many students as here.
Oh, sometimes over 17 person, I think 17 person. But
17?
Sometimes 7 person.
Ah, okay.
7 persons.
And do you think that makes
people.
Does that make a difference? Is that important for you?
No, not.
Okay.
Actually, mm-hmm. not important for me. It's important for me. It is speaking with other students and activity that teacher gives us and speaking.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's really important for
Do you when you come to class, this class, do you generally feel positive or neutral or negative about the class, about classes?
At personally. When I came, first day when I came here, I found that the person, people, was strange for me because they were speaking each other in Portuguese. So I can't speak very well Portuguese. Even I can't understand. So here I prefer, actually here I prefer to speak English. You know, because of practice.
To practice.
So it was strange for me.
Okay. But then it changed? So you said on the first day. So is it is it still?
Because I tried to speak in English, so they, I said them that I can't speak Portuguese.
Okay.
I prefer to speak English, so they spoke with me in English.
Okay.
I arranged the problem.
Okay, yes, you solved the problem.
So,
Okay.
Solved the problem.
And did that make you feel a bit negative about things initially then?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Do you ever feel anxious or nervous or embarrassed in class? Do you ever have any sort of more negative emotions in class?
Actually, yesterday, last week, when they had an exam assessment, that was about the first time, spontaneously assessment. So I was a little bit
anxious.
A little bit, not so much, because at home I think it over. And then I write two times. So it really because then I found because you speak how many language they speak too. So I think it's better way to learn a language, a foreign language, to know very well, to know the grammar very well, and then vocabulary, absolutely for English. So about English, I have to prepare before assessment.
Before speaking, it's a speaking assessment you're talking about, or is it a writing assessment you're talking about?
Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
In this group in general, would you consider the general atmosphere in the class to be positive or neutral or negative?
In my opinion, it's positive.
Okay. Do you think there are any people in this group who don't get very involved in speaking activities?
Yes. For example, Carla, who's sitting here, have a group. One time a week, they meet to speak
English.
Generally, English. Generally, English.
Okay.
And.
But here in the class, when you're speaking, for example, Catherine says, "Okay, now I want you to discuss and maybe you talk with a partner or with a group. When you've been talking to the other people in the group, were there people that you talked to who maybe didn't contribute, didn't participate very much?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because everybody participates to the
as much as possible.
Speaking, yes.
Okay.
Is that okay?
And you would say, would you say that you get fully involved in all of the oral activities as well?
I think yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. And would you describe yourself as an active or a passive learner?
In the classroom?
Mm-hmm.
I think not very active, not passive. Absolutely not passive. I think I am an active person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Why do you think that?
Because every time I then Catherine gives us a subject, mm-hmm. I try to speak about it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think that the students in this class try to help each other if they have difficulties expressing themselves orally?
In my table, everybody helps other person.
Each other. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how do people help each other? What do they do?
For example, if I say wrong words, they correct my word.
Okay.
So I think it's helpful.
Okay. And do you ever correct other people when you speak? If you think, that's not correct, would you correct another person?
Actually, if I don't speak with other person, I don't, me too, I don't correct them.
Mm-hmm. So you don't correct other people, but other people correct you?
If I don't speak them.
If you don't speak to them?
Yes, to them.
Uh-huh.
If I speak here, if I...
Imagine that you're in, for example, you're here in a group with four people.
Yes.
And you're talking about, I don't know, hypothetical situations.
Uh-huh.
And somebody sitting here says something and you think, no, they've made a mistake in their grammar.
Mm-hmm.
For example, this person says, he should has, and you think, no, that's not right. It's he should have. Mm-hmm. Would you say you've made a mistake?
I see. Generally, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it depends on person.
Okay.
Really.
What does it do? Can you explain?
If he or she doesn't like to correct.
Yeah.
Their phrases.
Okay.
So I can understand the meaning of.
Okay. Somebody who doesn't want you to correct them.
Can be.
Okay.
but in the class, we try to say if he do some
a mistake. Okay, you try to correct.
Yes.
Okay. What if you're discussing in group and your colleague says something and you don't understand what they say?
Can you repeat that please again? So.
Okay. And what about if Catherine says something and you don't understand?
If I don't understand, I tell her. She can repeat that again.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you think that when you do oral activities with a partner or in group, do you think that helps you to learn English?
I think it's not really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Because why? If I learn some words about which doesn't correct,
which isn't correct,
it can be stable.
Okay, it gets
so. For example, pronunciation.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else say pronunciation,
mm-hmm.
can be stable like that. So,
it's so you think you remember the mistake?
Yes.
Okay.
For example, at first, first time I learned give past simple gave given
mm-hmm.
past participle,
mm-hmm.
but I wrote it gift.
Okay.
Second time, and then sometimes I make same mistakes.
Okay.
I know very well now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give, gave, given, but even I know, I write it
badly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's very important first time, but we learned.
You learn things correctly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If we learn a foreign language first time, it's really important mm-hmm. to learn correctly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you think that you can only learn from the teacher in class?
No, absolutely not. I try to read a lot of books that I borrow from library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I loved Penguin Reader's book,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but I found it, actually I don't find it sufficient.
Okay.
Because of, I'm interested in different subject. I love reading about general real situation, about health, about
history, about general
situation like health, about health.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. History.
Uh huh.
I know that, for example, when I learn, when I learned a French also, I read a lot of about.
General knowledge
about crime history.
Ah, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm.
In our Poirot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really, really good to understand
mm-hmm.
situation, to understand book, because you think it over, you you have to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
So. But every time on the same vocabulary, so it's not good. I try to change every time the book, but I don't find.
There isn't a variety.
Yes, I have to read about my level. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, you have to read at your level.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I think it's not a very good idea.
Okay. Just one last question. Sometimes people talk inside their head in a different language. They do it to try to remember words or to practice something they're going to say later on. Do you think you do that? Do you have any perception?
In the classroom? Or everywhere?
Well, in the classroom. I'm interested in the classroom.
Before I speak, yes, sometimes I try to think about the subject.
Uh-huh.
But sometimes I speak spontaneously. It's not a good idea to speak spontaneously because there are a lot of words, vocabulary.
Mm.
In my opinion, you didn't ask me this question, but after and all the and all the every term, they could, the teachers or British English, they could give, they could suggest a book which which should be what we learned until the term
finishes.
The vocabulary can be stable. Like this, like that.
I think that might be impossible.
Why?
To have a book that's exactly the same vocabulary as what you learn in class?
Not only until, for example, until intermediate level, until my level that I be now. Can be? Why not?
You mean B1 book, for example? Is that what you mean?
Until B1. Until B1. Although, for example, I am also now. I learned it. For example, if I read the last book, the name was The Days of the Shakal. You know me.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the vocabulary of Shakal about every time, about crime.
Yes.
So, I don't use what I learned.
Yeah.
You know, a short time, after a short time, I absolutely going to forget
the vocabulary.
The vocabulary.
Yeah.
So I have to use
the vocabulary.
The vocabulary. I read all of the book, everything.
Okay.
But the book is different.
Mm. Books are good because you often read words over and over and over again. And so you do actually remember them. I'm not sure how long you remember them for, though you might not remember them forever. But I think it's a good way to learn vocabulary.
It's a good way.
Yes, it's a good way.
So here in British Council, I didn't find something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a good way to learn foreign language.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay. But, Catherine, she's really, really educative.
Mm-hmm. My questions aren't about the teacher, they're about the students and the interaction amongst the students. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in how people interact. I'm not asking about the teacher.
Okay.
Yeah. So is there anything else you can tell me about the interaction in class?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. So can you tell me anything? So I've finished my questions. Is there anything else that you could add?
Uh-huh. I think no.
Okay. Lovely. Oh, thank you very much for your time then.
Me too.
Okay, thank you.